Welcome back. I'm not in a good mood. I should be. I just killed a deer. Headed home. Within about an hour and a half of home. Stopped and looked at a job that we're working on. Knock on wood, things are going good there. Life should be good, but I'm in a fucking mood, people. As everybody shuts it off because they don't care about my whiny problems. I don't know. A lot of little things to piss me off today, and I'm tired. Ain't got much sleep. The sleep has continued to evade me. I got up early to head down to Oklahoma. And then, of course, couldn't sleep hardly while I was there because, I get too excited. I don't know. Hunting, I don't know. It's hard for me to go to sleep. But, I mean, I slept all right. Then we were getting up early. You know, the whole whiny, fucking not working, but hunting. I'm just whining. But anyway, I'm tired. And little things are setting me the fuck off. Let's talk about the hunt. We don't need to go into that. We don't need to be whiners. Says the guy that has a fucking podcast that's basically whining. Surprisingly, I didn't get much. I don't know. Retaliation over the whole saying other... Not other. I know my podcast sucks. Like, it's not... Like, that's the whole point. It's fucking just something I do to kill time. Honestly, right now I'm doing it. I didn't want to do one. I was in a bad fucking mood. I'm close to home, but I am so fucking tired. I was dozing off on before I stopped at this job here. And so I needed to do something. Insert podcast. But I said hunting podcasts suck. And I was expecting to get some retaliation. I'm guessing I got unfollowed by some people. And I have a lot of friends that have... Well, not a lot. I have a few friends that have podcasts. And I like them. I don't listen to their podcasts. Almost none. I'm going to caveat all of this. I'm going to caveat all of it. It has nothing to do with the quality of their podcast. I don't listen to hunting podcasts anymore because I got so goddamn fed up with all this bullshit that gets spewed on a podcast half the time by somebody that never fucking kills anything. And it's the same fucking guests over and over saying the same fucking thing over and over. It's just boring. I can't take it. Which is fine. That's my prerogative. If you like hunting pod... Like, I'm not... It sounds like I'm super bashing. It's just my... which my podcast could be bashed nonstop. It sucks. It's fucking just me yammering, ranting, while I'm driving on a fucking road with background road noise. No fucking clue why anybody listens to it. It doesn't have a giant following, but bigger than I thought it would. And I don't consider it a hunting podcast. It's more of a lifestyle podcast. It's a lifestyle with hunting speckled in, with a hard lean towards hunting life. Yeah, I don't know. So, any of my friends that have hunting podcasts, I'm gonna say I don't listen to it. It has nothing to do with you. You're probably killing it out there. I guarantee you probably got more downloads than me. You're cooler than me. You're better than me in every fucking way. And I love you still. I love you still. Now, the people that I am talking about, as far as hunting podcasts go that I don't like, go fuck yourselves. And I wonder why I'm not getting invited. I used to be invited on a podcast a week. Ah, fucking little update on fucking Braggy Town over here. Nobody wants me on their podcast now that I kind of went un-PC and just started telling the goddamn truth and being myself. Instead of like, Jake, tell us about your most recent hunt. Well, Tim. Well, Johnny. Well, Billy. I was there, and I was hunting. It was hard. It was public land. It was really tough. There was other hunters, but I prevailed. And I harvested that deer. And I fucking took his coal fat. And I wrapped his fucking face in it. And I boiled it and I ate that son of a bitch's face. Oh, I don't even know. I don't know. I will say a few people have messaged me and said... Actually, way too many people have messaged me and told me how they listened to this or that or whatever since I started this. And like, God, that was so funny. Tell my wife. She doesn't think I'm funny. Neither do I. I don't think I'm funny either. I just talk really loud and cuss a lot. Some comedians get away with that. I don't feel like I could do it, but obviously I have no desire to be a comedian. I can't take that kind of pressure. I can't take being in front of crowds, and I'm not going to lie to you, bombing on stage seriously sounds worse than like getting tortured. Not for me. And again, I'm not funny. Fuck, where was I? Oh, I just got done hunting. Let's talk about Oklahoma. Let's talk about it. I was down there with Broderick. Brian Broderick, if you're not familiar with him. He's the Day 6 guru. He owns a Day 6. And his right-hand man, Dakota. Dakota. One of my best friends and the person I like. I mean, he truly, to me. If you really want to get his attention, just call him Duds. Dudley. Dudmaster. He is 100%. I mean, him and Dudley are just... I mean, I've said this before, but they're basically the same fucking human. You know, they talk the same. They look the same. You know? God, he's... I don't know if he'll even listen. No, he'll listen to this one because he was there. Oh, he'll listen, and I will get an earful. I'm sorry, Duds. I still love you. Old Dakota was there. That's Brian's... partner in crime. He's the guy that is probably getting you your shit, mad scientist building your shit. And he was there, and then Brad Brooks from Argali, who I've talked to 1,000 times on the phone, one of the coolest dudes. This doesn't take away from his coolness, but I say one of the coolest dudes in the industry. That's not saying a lot. Most of the cool dudes in the industry were fucking at this camp. God, I'm just fucking burning bridges everywhere. There's still plenty out there. I know there is. But Brad was there, and then Solo was there for a few days. Tim Burnett. Promise you he doesn't listen to this. That's a for sure, certain of that. Tell him I gave him a shout out. No, don't tell him that, because he's a Mormon and he can't listen to this much cussing. Like, he will probably, I don't know. I don't really know much about Mormonism, but I know you're not supposed to cuss or drink pop. So, I mean, I'm out. I'm fucking out. I'm sorry. But it was a cool crew. Cool group of dudes. Basically, we just razzed on each other all week. Brad, this is his first experience. I should have had him on. Here's my problem. I'm sitting in camp with three or four dudes at whenever that are badass. Like, badass. And I cannot bring myself to ask them to do a podcast. I can't fucking do it. I thought about them. Nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking doing it because, for one, first thing Broderick would say is gay. And obviously they would do it, but I cannot fucking do that kind of a podcast. I can't do it. I almost recorded. It would have been so awesome, so amazing if I would have just recorded our nightly conversations, but there's no way I'd have got consent to air it. Obviously, I don't give a shit what I say, but those guys got to keep, you know, they got to save face. And of course, they didn't say anything bad, but, you know, people nitpick everything. It's like, oh my God, did you hear what he said? It would have been awesome and hilarious. It was, we never stopped laughing and we never stopped making fun of each other. It was a blast. Tell the fucking, talk about the hunting. Sorry. The hunting was awesome. Oklahoma is just amazing. It's, well, where I'm hunting. I lived in Oklahoma. It was not fucking amazing. Where I lived, oh my God, have I ever talked about that? I had these slugs in my fucking house. These nasty fucking, like, 4-inch slugs that left little trails on my carpet, like little slime trails everywhere. I got up in the dark one time and I stepped on one of those nasty bastards with my, I fucking said sayonara. I followed a woman down there. It was the biggest goddamn mistake of my life, I tell you what. And where I was over more southern and eastern. I was in the fucking tornado belt. And it was about 1,000% humidity during the summer. And spring, I mean, you just, no basements. And tornado sirens every fucking night. I'm out. Luckily, I didn't stay long. She cheated on me. She said, see ya. And I thank that woman every fucking, actually, fuck that woman. That woman can go fuck herself. I thank that man. I never met him. I thought I hated him, but sir, if you're out there listening, I love you, sir. I love you. Thank you. I hope you didn't end up with her, and actually, that'd have been kind of funny, because she would have ruined your life. All right, tell the fucking story. So, and the place didn't have shit for deer. I worked for a guy, he's like, look at this deer. And that's how they talked. Y'all see this, man? Look at that deer. Yeah, fucking like a, look like a baby coos deer. I was like, holy shit, that's a monster? I gotta get out of here. All right. I don't even know what to say. The story is, I mean, we were hunting stands, doing a little bit of sporting stalk. When Brian would find a buck, he killed a buck on the ground. I'm just cliff noting this shit because I don't fucking, not gonna get all in depth. Brian killed one on the ground. Pretty damn nice one. I don't know how big. A good buck. Yeah. And then Dakota, he was the next up. And me and Dakota are a lot alike. I'm better than old duds. I tell you right now, I took the school of knock and fucking, or the school of rut, whatever he's calling it these days. And I was passing shit. Oh, we'll get to that. But Dakota has trouble passing stuff. Of course, he passed a shooter on the first morning. You know, Brian razzes on him pretty hard. He's like, don't you shoot that fucking the wrong deer or you're fired. I love it. It's great. But he ended up shooting a nice 8-point. He couldn't take it anymore. But, I mean, he made it a few days, so that was good. He shot one. And then I only, let's see. Well, I'll get to my story. And then Brad, he had been sitting in this stand that Tim had actually sat. Tim, I don't give a fuck. I'm just telling stories here. So Tim was there before we were there. And he ended up shooting a nice deer. But it ended up not being the deer that he was chasing. He was trying to kill this big 10 point. And he killed a big 10 point, but it wasn't the right one. It was a little bit younger deer. Great deer. Anywhere else, like, I would fucking give my left dick for that deer. Like, it's a big deer. But down there, you know, Broderick's like, ah, fucking wrong deer. But, so Tim shoots this deer, gets out of the stand, goes, and this is just relayed story, so I may have this fucking wrong. Who cares? No one's fact-checking. He goes over, sees that it's dead, crawls back up in his stand to get his pack and shit, and the big fucker comes over the hill and runs right by him. Oh, dear Lord. That had to hurt. And then Brad hunted him for 3 days, and he... I think that deer came in, but came in too early. They were coming off this big wheat field and working through. I mean, we were hunting corn, but fuck. You might as well... During the rut, all corn does is bring in the does and the yearlings and the small bucks. And I'm not saying that I killed mine off of corn, but the thing is, mostly what I was seeing is the mature bucks would come in. That one doe that's either hot or gonna be hot, she sees him coming from like 100 yards. She's like, oh fuck! And she takes off blaring out of there. And he runs by at about 60 yards, 70 yards at about 50 miles an hour and runs her ass off and never comes back. That's my experience. I just love the rut. I love it. if I had some woodsmanship, maybe I would have been where he come out of the trees and sit over by the fucking corn. God, you're a fucking idiot. Get on some public land and learn how to hunt, you piece of shit. Yeah, so anyways, I think on the third day, I went and picked Brad up. We went back. We made a sandwich. I made Bradley a sandwich out of my bear roast, which he... at least told me that he loved, you know. I don't know. Is that wrong for one man to make another man a sandwich? I think it. Fuck me running. Ugh. I need to shut my goddamn phone off when I do these podcasts. Anyway, yes, I made. I don't even know if I still have that podcast that I just fucking did. But anyway. Made him a sandwich. I think I was talking about, I'm not sure if it's okay for a man to make another man a sandwich, but I did it anyway. And he said he liked it. So we were sitting there eating our little sandwiches, having a gay old time. Maybe I shouldn't say gay old time after having admitted that I just made him a sandwich. I don't know why that seems so gay. But it does. Anyway, sitting there watching some TV, eating our sandwiches. Broderick calls. He's like, fucking, what are you doing? I said, we're eating a sandwich. He says, fucking throw it away and come get here now. I'm sending you a pin. I said, well, all right. I didn't throw it away. I ate it on the way. We threw our boots on. I think his exact words were, giant in a kill hole. Which, if he is excited about it, it probably is a pretty good deer. I don't think, maybe he didn't use the word giant, but he did say it was a good deer, and it was in a kill hole. So we jumped in the truck and hauled ass, got over there, dumped Brad off, and I don't want to talk too much about it because he's making a video, but he did post it, so you all know that he killed it. I'm not going to tell his story because that's just not what I'm going to do. But he ended up killing it. And it was squat and stalk. So what a guy. I mean, just your first whitetail, like a high, I don't even know. It was a good buck. It had broken one time. I don't remember which one it was, but good buck. Killed on the ground. I mean, just getting spoiled out there in Oklahoma. And then I was the lone soldier. I was the only one left. The trad guy. Just... And I think Broderick wanted to go home. I think he was ready. He'd been there for a bit. He'd been there helping everybody else hunt for a while. So, hey, I know. I say so a lot, but it's just the way I do. It's just the way I do. Anyway, all right, for my story, this is where I got stupid. And I apologize to you folks out there that I... you'll know why. You'll know why shortly. So the first day I was in the stand, some of this is Brian's fault, 100%. He's like, hey, I want you to kill this big, we got a big eight, and he's got a drop tine. I said, yeah, I want to, that's like my wet dream is a drop tine buck. That's what I want worse than anything. I want a drop tine. I don't care if he's in a 3-point, whatever. He's like, yeah, he's big 8-point, got this big old drop. I think he showed me a picture of it, but I didn't look at it real hard. I just listened, and he said, look, there's a bunch of baby giants, you know, 3-year-old deer, even 4-year-old deer that are going to be monsters. They're 10s. Don't fucking shoot a 10 in there. All right. Okay, done. I won't do it. First morning, this fucking giant deer walks up, and he's standing there looking at the does at like 20 yards, just standing there broadside. I look at him, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fuck! Like, damn it! Well, he's young. That's what I told myself and everybody else that I videoed him, and everybody's like, why the fuck didn't you shoot that? And I said, because he's too young. And I got no responses. Well, this will be more important later in the story. That's a nice deer. Nope, that's a tiny deer. Sorry, got distracted. Anyways, yeah, that deer leaves, and for the next 3 days, I seen some bucks, but again, they were just kind of running does and doing their thing and whatever. So then I had set one of my Tacticams up on that. Little shout out, Tacticam, you go ahead and send me that 50 cents, please. Send it to Downs Electric. I set that camera up, and the day before, so that next, whatever it is, the fucking third day, I killed on the fifth day. So the fourth day, I get a picture of a big eight, heavy eight, which was definitely old, big old mature buck. Only one picture of him. He was just cruising through in the morning. And then in the evening, I get a picture of a, what I call a giant 10. And I'm like, I still don't think that deer's very old. So I show it to Brian. Dakota's like, that deer's giant. You gotta shoot that deer. Of course, he says that about every fucking deer. I sent him a video of a fucking spike. He's like, let it rip. He's just trying to get me in trouble. I showed it to Broderick. He's like, I don't know if that deer, I don't think that deer's old. But it's the fifth day. He wants to go home, and he's like, go kill that fucking deer. And I said, 10-4, sir. 10-4. Not knowing that it was the buck that I had fucking passed on the first day, I didn't correlate. I'm not good at looking at deer and like, oh, that's Charlie. Oh, that's old Big Tines. I'm not that guy. And I didn't even, you know, it didn't even cross my mind. Anyway, I was like, all right, the wind had switched back because the wind got bad for that stand for a few days. And then I was in other stands, so I kind of kept hunting them. You know, I was playing a little bit of that musical fucking stands, which you're not supposed to do, but when the wind's not right, you don't just go sit. That's some woodsmanship for you. Woodsmanship 102. The guys from the Stick Boys, they're actually one of the guys that I really like, and they're going to think I'm making fun of them, because I'm not. I like them guys. I like them a lot, actually. So I am not making fun of you. I just don't listen to your podcast because I don't listen to any podcasts. Yeah, I'm sorry. But I love you guys. And I don't think your podcast sucks. All right, so I'm back at it. Back in the game. So this deer, I'm like, I'm going to kill this deer. This is the deer. Or if that big eight comes in, he's done. I go sit in that stand, and a few deer come in and out, and I had a really nice up-and-comer nine. He was a nine. Just a really nice deer. Young deer. For sure a young deer. Like, I can say that with confidence. He comes in, he gives me every shot possible, and stays there for like 30 minutes, chases some does around, whatever. I'm like, nope, I'm not shooting him. I'm waiting. I'm fucking trophy hunter now. And I'm just sitting there, and it's about 11 o'clock. No, it's about 10:30. 10:30, I was going to get out at 11. I look over, and here comes old my 10. My beautiful 10. He's walking, and I'm like, oh shit, I just watched a half rack broke buck do the exact same thing he's doing right now. And he came through, and there were some does out in the trees. I'm in this little pocket of fucking cedars that's real tight, and them deer just worked through there. And I was so worried that he wasn't going to come over. He was just going to cut that corner and leave. But he didn't. He turned and he came towards me. And I lit that fucker up at 15 yards. I shot that fucker in the heart. That's not true. I truly thought I did shoot him in the heart. But I didn't. I missed the heart. Fucking, I don't know how. Barely. I actually took it out and wanted to see it. It was clean. But I definitely got plenty of lung, because he went about 50 yards into the thick trees, but I could just see him, and then I saw him wobble, and I saw the fucking old tits up, legs up, the most beautiful sight ever. Oh, I was so goddamn excited, and I went over there, and I basically just got down and snuck over there, fully loaded, of course, because I'm a trad guy, I know better. He's deader than shit right there. He just deader than shit. I could not have been happier. Honest to God. Could not have been happier. Turns out that was my drop tine buck. He had broke that fucker off. Oh, I'm disgusted by it. So pissed off. But he's got it. And I'm like, Brian. Because Brian comes, you know, fucking Brian, he comes over there, he's like, that's the deer you should have shot on the first day, why'd you shoot that fucking deer on the first day? And I said, you cocksucker, you told me no tens. Oh yeah, I forgot that. I guess I was calling him an eight, but that drop time buck was a 10 all along. I'm like, yeah, no shit. God damn it. It's what I get for listening and not studying pictures. That's what I get for being a lazy whitetail hunter. Oh, God. But I can't. Like, I'm acting like I'm mad about it. That deer is probably the second biggest deer I've ever killed. And I'm excited. But I really do want to kill the drop tine. So that was kind of disappointing. I know I can have it recreated. I have a picture of it. But I'm not going to do that. I'm having him boiled out. And, yeah, that's it. So that's the story, folks. Good times. I ate like a goddamn, walrus? I don't know. No, absolutely not. I ate like a black bear. Like a black bear in a fucking dump. That's what I look like now. You know that fucking black bear looks like he's 1,000 pounds, his guts dragging on the ground. That's me right now. Broderick cooked. He does this. I don't even know if he would like me saying this, but I'm just going to fucking go ahead and say it. It's a damn honey bun fried in butter. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't knock it till you try it, folks. With ice cream on top. It's the greatest dessert on this earth planet. I don't even like honey buns. But you fry that son of a bitch in butter and you got a goddamn delicacy that you could pass off in any fucking high-end restaurant. So he makes this celebratory, let's get the fuck out of here and use up all these honey buns last night. And Brad, who is, he has ate at least one salad throughout the week and been razzed about it. Hard. He was razzed super hard on that deal. And, you know, his system's kicking back. He's like, he ate most everything, but he stayed away from the, you know, the hostess and the Little Debbies. Which, God, you know, he's got an iron fucking mind. I tell you right now, I can't do that shit. I just mow him down. I'm like, I'll deal with this when I get home. So Brad says, no, I'm done. I gotta stop. I've decided I'm not eating that after Brian had already cooked it. So Big Daddy over here said, well, fuck. No one's gonna eat it. I gotta have it. So I ate two of those sons of bitches last time. I mean, you're talking about like a human's entire calorie allotment for the week in one fucking sitting. And I did it. Because I'm a goddamn man. as I'm over here farting. My gut is... That's what I was telling Brad. I was like, man, you are going to have to season yourself a little bit for these trips. If you're going to start whitetail hunting, you got to get your shit together. You know? No more fucking kale. You know, no more Westy bullshit. You got to get in there. You got to replace that salad every now and then, at least for the first 2 weeks before the trip. I mean, if you want to half-ass it, if you want to half-ass this, you know, it's like the guys up there, you know, throw their pack on and do some backpack cardio about 2 weeks before they go elk hunting. If you want to half-ass this fucking whitetail, and you go right ahead, Brad, you just start seasoning your gut about 2 weeks ahead of time with some fucking Little Debbies. And maybe go to a carnival, have yourself a funnel cake or two, maybe some deep fried Oreos. Get that damn thing ready, okay? Don't be bringing this weak ass shit to camp anymore. God, I don't know. I hope I get to post this podcast because I really don't want to do it again. I really don't. What else? What else is there? I had a few people irritate me online. What else is new? Got in a fight with my wife. I'm not even going to tell that story because it makes me sound terrible. God, I just... Nothing new. I'm just going home for a couple days, then leaving again, and our kids are being... They've decided that they are going to be fucking terrorists. Terrorists. Fuck, I don't know why I elongated that fucking word. They've decided to be terrorists while I'm gone and torture my wife. She's too goddamn hard on herself, obviously, you know. Kids, I'm telling you. What else? God, who pissed me off? I feel like there's one story I need to share about somebody. Well, I'll tell you one thing that's got me. It really grinds my gears. I don't even fucking care. Like, if this outfitter listens, I don't care. Like, this is, I'm just telling fucking stories. So, a buddy of mine works for this outfitter, and I, for the last 2 fucking years, I've been trying to work a deal with him to hunt his properties, which every fucking one of them that he leases, I know the fucking owners really goddamn well, and actually about a third of them have told me already that I can hunt coyotes on their place. But I want to do it right. I want to do it right. So I've been trying to get this, like, hey, man, I'm just, you know, how do I get, you know, I'll do some work for you. I'll whatever. Like, I'll set cameras or, you know, I'm around. He doesn't even live around here. You know, I'll help you out. You just let me shoot these fucking coyotes so they don't eat all your goddamn deer. Okay? I am asking you if I can do you 2 fucking favors. I'm asking nothing of you other than give me goddamn permission. Okay? 2 fucking years I've been trying to get this worked out. And I actually talked to him this year and he said, yeah, I think we can work that out. Obviously, after we get done hunting, I'm like, all right, I'll hit you up. So today, I get a hold of him. I'm like, hey, you guys done hunting yet? He's like, well, I think we're actually going to run a couple coyote hunts ourselves. We're going to do some paid hunts. I'm like, and this was through text message because had it not been, it wouldn't have been good. I didn't even fucking text him back because everything I wanted to say was, had an F-bomb in it. And I wanted to be professional. So I'm just going to talk about it on a podcast. I was like, okay. And the whole time, I mean, I got outfitter buddies and I get it. I do get it. But it really fucking pissed me off. It pissed me off so much that, for one, the motherfucker's never coyote hunted in his goddamn life. And I know that because he fucking told me. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. So that's great. There'll be a bunch of fucking ground that's just covered with, wait for it. Close your ears if you don't like it. Educated coyotes. And that's what I wanted to tell him. I'm like, oh, fucking great. The blind leading the blind out here, fucking up all my coyote hunting. And I honestly have quite a bit of permission around all his places. So I'll tell you right now, I am going to go fucking hammer that shit and call them motherfuckers across the fence line and kill them all. That's what I tell myself. I probably won't kill a goddamn one of them. But at least if I fucking miss them, they'll be weary to his fucking squealing over there. Oh, God, it pissed me off. And then I had another fucking guy. I don't know if he listens to the podcast. I'm not mad at the guy, but I'm telling the goddamn story, so get over it. He said something about, he said, I don't know what I had posted, but he said, God, I sure hate it when people, when ranchers say no to coyote hunting, or if you ask to go coyote hunting, I don't understand why they say no. And I 100% get where he's coming from. Like, I fucking do. But I went on to another fucking, I jumped topics that, and I said, well, all ranchers, or 90% of ranchers, do it the wrong fucking way, in my opinion. They say yes to fucking everybody, and their dog, and their sister, and their goat. Like, kill them all! Kill all them fucking coyotes! Get rid of all them coyotes! All, you know, anybody that asks. These fucking jabrones out there don't know what the fuck they're doing. Me included, okay? I'm including myself. But I want them to say yes to me and only me. I'm a selfish cunt. But, legitimately, if you want to kill coyotes, you find one fucking person that knows what he's doing, particularly with traps, honestly, and you let that fucking guy hunt and trap. And he will kill way more fucking coyotes than the 7 fucking guys out drinking beer and, you know, playing the Fox Pro whatever special out there, the $99 fucking handheld. You know, smelling like a goddamn liquor cabinet. Now, I'm just generalizing because I know there's plenty of other people that know how to fucking call coyotes, and I don't consider myself one of them. I don't. I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm doing. But every time I say that, I talk to someone and I'm like, holy shit, you are a fucking moron. I thought I was a moron. The bar is, where is the bar at here? Like, holy shit. So, sir, I got a little heated in my DMs because I was already in a bad mood. But I was on a different topic. I was on a different topic. And he was like, well, if ranchers say no, then how does a novice hunter get the knowledge? I said, well, that's not what I'm talking about. And secondly, that's all a part of it. Figuring out how to get that fucking place to yourself. I'm not saying that every fucking rancher should say no. You know, all the ones that I hunt on should. That's all I'm saying. I'm just being a fucking cunt. That's what I'm doing. But in honest to God, that is the way that you are going to be able to manage your coyotes better. Is if you have one guy who knows what he's doing. And or me, because I'm like middle of the road, kind of know what I'm doing. I'll kill a few. I'll kill more than the average, because average these days is fucking rough. It seems like every time I talk to someone. Now here, people are going to stop messaging me, which is fine. No, I don't actually mind when people message, so just keep them coming. But just know if you say something that semi-grinds my gears, I'm probably going to talk about it on here. No, I do not. I've had a lot of conversations, I think, with this guy. That's the other thing. I DM so many people, or they, you know, I talk to enough people, and I have the memory of a fucking lab rat. I don't remember what I said. I don't even remember what I said on this fucking podcast. I have no clue. So I forget people. But this guy, I'm pretty sure I've talked to. He's a good dude. We just disagreed. In total agreement. I'm total agreement with you, sir. But all my properties, I've had so many ranchers tell me that. Like, yep, fuck, kill them all. And gone out there and called and had fucking coyotes out there 500 yards warning, barking at me. It could be my calling. And then actually in one situation, I called an area. And as I was walking out, I found a shot coyote. And I know someone did the exact same thing I had done fairly recently. Like, well, that was probably his fucking brother. And they didn't get him. So anyways, I am getting close to home. I'm hoping that this worked out. I don't know what to tell you other than get your fucking asses back to work. I'm going to go fuck off. I'm going to go home. No, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go home. I'm going to get my kids. And I cannot wait. I cannot freaking wait to go home and surprise my daughter at school. I'm hauling ass because, holy shit, I'm going to be late. I got to haul ass. I'm going to be able to pick her up from school and she doesn't know I'm coming. That is so fun. But I got to get fucking in gear because I am going to be pushing it. I'm going to have to drive straight there. All right, get your asses back to work and I'll talk to you next time, you cunts.